What about a plague then? Rumours from the north say it's worse there than ever.
No, no. Now we've found out about the rats, we'll never have plague again.
You know what they're saying? A rat a day keeps the plague away.
Believe me, madam, there'll be no more plague in our lifetime.
Well, I hope you're right.
In the autumn of the year of our Lord, 1495, the Black Plague once again howled westwards across Europe from the Indies, carried by seamen, and entering England by each day thousands died, village after village disappeared in its evil wake, and not even the best and noblest escaped its horror.
Ah, Edmund, I'm glad I've caught you.
Doing what?
I'm afraid father's feeling a bit under the weather.
Oh dear. Any idea what?
Not sure. I think it's probably Black Death. Nevertheless, I am sure that he'd appreciate a little visit from you.
Oh, well, I'm sure I can pop my head around the door.
Sort of nowish.
Mother, would you like to...
Oh, no, dear. He won't let me near him.
Oh. Well, he's up.
My lords of the council, we face today the gravest crisis this country has known since the Roman invasion.
Yeah.
Therefore,
your house, the king has stirred and calls for you.
Ah. Very well. Gentlemen, I must leave you. Prince Edmund is in charge.
Oh, shame.
Yes. Right.
Well, as you know, today we face the gravest crisis this country has known since the Roman invasion.
Rubbish.
What about the Viking invasion?
And the Norman invasion. And the Swiss invasion.
Well, the greatest crisis for some time.
And we all know why.
Why?
Because the king is possessed.
What?
True. The land is full of omens of bewitchment. Only last week in Cornwall, a man with four heads was seen taking tea on the beach. A gentleman in Windsor claimed to have been raped by a fish.
You have heard such tales. In Harrogate it rained phlegm. And they do say that in Edinburgh the graves did open and the ghosts of our ancestors rose up and competed in athletic sports.
And a friend of mine had this awful pimple on the inside of his nose.
A farmer by heard a cow reciting Geoffrey Chaucer. A young woman in Shropshire saw Geoffrey Chaucer in a field mooing. A young heifer.
Gentlemen, surely we aren't the sort of people who believe in this sort of thing. I mean, next you'll be telling me that washing your hair in bats dropping stops you getting...
True. I couldn't find enough bats. And look what happened. I move that we do the only thing we can do to remove this curse from the kingdom.
Well, that sounds like the answer, doesn't it?
Send for the witch smeller pursuivant.
The Prince of Wales has been warned.
Percy! What the devil do you think you're doing?
Look, I just can't take the pressure of all these omens anymore.
Percy.
No, really, I'm serious. Only this morning in the courtyard, I saw a horse with two heads and two bodies.
Two horses standing next to each other?
Yes, I suppose it could have been.
Honestly, I bet you're just the sort of person who thinks that sticking your finger up a sheep's bottom on Good Friday makes you fertile.
Rubbish. By the way, it's Easter Monday.
Yes, remind me not to shake your hand during a religious festival. I don't believe it. I mean, who is this witch smeller Persuivant anyway?
No, my lord. But Mistress Scotwood.
The old crone with the cat.
Where's the cat? Oh, lovely. Oh, but she lives in the village.
So?
Everyone's dying of the plague.
Oh, yes, that's what they claim, those peasants. Any excuse to get off a decent day's work?
Well, I mean, obviously there are some genuine cases.
Good morning, Prince Edmund.
Morning, peasant.
Morning, Prince Edmund.
Morning, peasant.
Morning, peasant.
Hello. Shouldn't you disguise yourself?
Hmm?
Well, I mean, we don't want someone with a grudge coming up and infecting you on purpose, do we?
Ah, yes, you're right.
Morning, stranger.
Morning, stranger.
Morning, Fred.
Who is that dog, stranger?
Oh, that'll be Prince Edmund.
Bring out your dead!
You! Where's Mr. Scott?
He just passed her.
What?
Oh, my God! And what's that?
The cat, my lord.
Does anyone know what happened?
No, I don't.
Me neither. I was right on the other side of town when we burned her.
John, why?
I don't know.
Well, it was because she was a witch, wasn't it?
Shh! You burned Mr. Scott for being a witch?
Why? Can't say. It's a secret.
A secret? Do you know who I am?
A stranger.
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, tell me anyway.
No, we can't. And I'll tell you why. Because if you've been part of a secret committee to invite the witch smeller Persuivant into town, and he'd already burnt four of your best friends, would you go telling everyone?
No, I suppose I wouldn't. So is it the witch smeller Persuivant who burnt her?
He's guessed.
He's clever.
They don't call him Clever Jake for nothing, you know.
Well, they don't call me Clever Jake. So what does this witch-smeller man look like?
No one knows, my lord. No one.
He's a master of disguise. Mostly appears only at night.
Night, isn't it?
I believe so.
Ah, right. So he won't be around now. Well, let me tell you something. If this so-called witch-smeller burnt Mistress Scott...
The pussycat.
And the big fine person. And there's something wrong with his nose. And I should know. They don't call me Clever Pete for nothing.
Jake. What about him?
Clever Jake.
Where?
You are Clever Jake.
They don't call me Clever Pete at all. They call me Clever Jake. And if I were you, and I'd ask the witch smeller into town, I'd kick the big-nosed bully straight out again. What do you say?
I think it's worth serious consideration.
Well, exactly. Take Clever Tom's advice and send him back to the madhouse he came from. Come on, boys, put those down, Percy. Come on. Mr. Scott is obviously in no state to help us today.
I have two functions, to protect the good and to crush the evil. Watch.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
Actually, you have crushed both eggs, you know.
Some that seem good sometimes proveth to be evil.
Oh. Duke of Edinburgh.
Ah, Edmund, come on in. The witch smeller's arrived.
Oh, yes. No, Big Nose is back, is it?
Oh, hello.
Delighted to meet you. Why, I'm one of your greatest admirers.
Old Big Nose is back.
Yes, Old Big Nose is back. He's in a terrible state. I was talking to him just now. He's a great admirer of yours as well.
Who's this?
Old Big Nose. In fact, I was just hearing about your work in Taunton. Uh-huh. Imagine that. Every single person in the village having an affair with the same duck.
That duck, of course, was a tragic circumstance.
And I hear you very kindly burnt our mistress Scott for us.
Oh, yes. And her pussy cat.
Ah, but have you found the chief witch yet?
I feel I may be very close.
Whoa, get the kindling ready. Make sure that steak is well done. Which man am I?
If you do happen to come across someone who's a bit, witchy, how'd you prove him guilty?
By trial or by ordeal?
Ah, the ordeal by water.
No, by axe. Oh. The suspected witch has his head placed upon a block and an axe aimed at his neck. If the man is guilty, the axe will bounce off his neck. So we burn him. If he is not guilty, the axe will simply slice his head off.
What a very fair test that is.
Would you like to attempt a less violent test yourself, Your Highness, by way of demonstration?
How much less violent?
Well, I place before the suspect a dagger and a crucifix.
Oh, how interesting.
The suspect is blindfolded. If he picks up the dagger from the table, he is Satan's bedfellow.
Yes, Edmund, I think you should do it. Hey, at least take yourself out of the running, what?
I haven't seen your broomstick recently, Your Highness.
I'm not so sure about all this, you know.
Come on, yes.
You will all notice how it has suddenly become much darker.
Yes.
Choose.
It's Edmund the Witch.
How the devil did that happen?
As I thought, this is the source of evil in your kingdom. This is your witch. Behold, Lucifer, brother.
Bound the witch.
Yes, I'm quite sure I caught the first part of that.
You will know the truth.
If that's what you recommend.
But Henry, you can't let him do this.
He is very highly thought of, you know.
But he's a quack.
What did you say?
Quack, quack, quack.
Don't say, my lord, how the Duck of Taunton lives within him.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Let him be tried tomorrow.
This court is summoned to adjudge the most heinous of all crimes, that of witchcraft. This day, as the accused is a prince of the realm. Step forward, Edmund, Duke of Edinburgh.
Look at his hair proves it.
Who will defend the accused and thus condemn himself to certain burning at the stake of the partner in Satan if the accused is
not guilty? Lord Percy will defend his Royal Highness.
Oh, yes. Yes, me, sorry, yes. Hello.
Witch! Witch! Oh! Witch! My lord, will you force us to listen to the pleadings of a man who may be a witch himself?
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. Yes, well, that concludes the case for the defence. Thank you, Lord Percy. The prosecutor begin.
Prince Edmund, are you a Christian?
Yes, of course I am.
Can you say the Lord's Prayer?
Well, yes, I can say it backwards if you like.
Capricious! Now, Edmund, I believe you have a pussy cat.
Yes.
Oh. Its name is Bubbles.
Right.
Yes. I'll take him in its full name. Beelzebub Bubbles. Oh. Who deny that you will see another feast of Saint Jacob the Turgid speaking to this little cat Bubbles?
Of course I deny it.
Ah, but the chambermaid Mary heard you saying, and I quote, "Hello, little Bubbles, would you like some milk?"
Well, I might have said that.
And what did you mean by it?
Well, I meant, would the cat like some milk?
Milk? What did you mean by milk?
Well, I meant milk, bloody milk.
Bloody milk! A mixture of milk and blood!
Milk?
Rather, the blood was to come later.
There wasn't any blood.
Oh, you had done it. No, well, milk. I pass on, my lord. Your lord, you have a horse for black satin.
Yes, and do you confess that on the 30th day of Norris time you did say to me, false black satin, and I quote, satin, would you like some carrots?
Well, I might have done. He likes carrots.
Carrots?
Yes, carrots.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that carrots are the devil's favourite food.
No, we don't. No, we don't. If the devil likes carrots, why isn't it mentioned in the Bible then?
Why doesn't it say, and he took the Lord up to the top of an high mountain and offered him a carrot?
Thou shalt not eat carrots in the Ten Commandments.
Enters! The Ten Commandments of Jeremoth and the appendix to the Apocrypha. And the Lord said unto the children of Bednebot, neither shalt thou eat the fruit of the tree that is known as the carrot tree.
Carrots don't grow on trees.
Oh, really? No. How did you get to know so much about carrots, eh? Wait! Oh. Hello. I call my first witness! Now, Satan, you're amongst friends. Good. Now tell me, in your own words, did you, Satin, on certain nights last Gareth tide, indulge, albeit, I accept, in all innocence, in frenzied, naked, and obscene, satanic orgies with your master known to you as the great Grumbleduke? What? Tyrant Grumbleduke! Satin? You're not replying. He's not replying, my lord. Are we to assume this horse has something to hide?
I don't know how he can't talk.
I like this story, Black Satin, known in the hierarchy of evil as Black Satin the Loquacious. Oh. Are you, or are you not, a servant of Satan?
Catch that. Was that a yea or a nay?
It was a nay, my lord, but I don't believe a word of it. I call for a recess. He may think he can fool us, but we have ways of making him talk!
Well, I suppose this is what comes of being a witch.
Oh, mother, I'm not a witch!
Oh, Edmund, you always were a bit of a fibber.
Mother, I beg of you, use whatever power you have to help me.
I haven't had any power for years, you know.
No, but Father's sick. You must do something, otherwise...
Otherwise what?
Well, otherwise I'll be burnt.
Oh, yes, this would be a pity. I think I can sort out something.
My lord, I had an idea how to get out of this.
Yes?
Send for all the greatest lawyers in the land and they shall save you.
Brilliant. Contact them at once.
Ah, I've already done it, my lord.
Oh, Percy, thank you. Are those the letters?
Yes.
Read them.
Very well. This is from Robert Wyatt in Somerset. What you ask is against reason and God. I spit on you and your master and look forward to passing water over both your graves at a later stage.
What does that one say?
It's from John Watts.
Oh, stinker Watts.
Dear Percy, of course I remember being at school with Prince Edmund and yourself, and so was very interested by your letter.
Yes?
May you both die horribly. Yours, John Watts.
No, I'm doomed.
Wait a moment, my lord. I have a cunning plan that cannot fail. Oh,
what is it?
Well?
My wife was wondering whether you'd like to come round for dinner tonight.
No, thanks.
Why not? Well, the food tastes like manure, and frankly, I find you both very boring. Oh, fair enough. How about next Thursday, then?
Yeah, that's lovely. Yeah, but I don't...
Yeah, enough to be there.
Well done, Baldwin. Very cunning. You may capture the eagle, but you cannot clip its wings.
By the way, how's that eagle of yours? Oh, fine, fine. Mind you, I had a bit of trouble to start with. But now I've clipped his wings, no problem. Go through.
Tomorrow I shall not be so meek.
Horse, bless it, sat in the confessor. That was to have been our first witness today.
Yes?
Cannot be with us. However, before he died...
You bastard!
He did make this signed confession. I read it to you. Fine. Black Satin confess that my former master, Edmund, is the servant of Satan. Oh. And I spoke to him on the matter frequently over a gallon of stable boys' blood. Oh. This tragic, horrid, nasty, and most evil case draws to an end. I call my last witness.
A cow? A talkative badger? An easily bribed ant?
Jane Farcatter! Jane Farcatter, can you see that man standing over there?
Which?
That's him.
Of course I recognize him.
She's seen me on a coin.
And have you or have you not committed sins of the flesh with him?
I have.
You must be joking. My goodness, Jane. And mine. I mean, look at her.
Can you describe these foul deeds?
After we had just kissed once, he transformed into a wild animal.
Oh, perhaps I do remember you.
Yes, my lord. 3 months later, I was great with child.
Oh, for God's sake.
You bore him a son.
I did. My little Johnny.
Can you see this son of Satan anywhere in this court?
He doesn't look the slightest bit like me.
My lord, you have been through so much craft. A cat that drinks blood. Oh. A horse that talks. Oh. And a man who propagates poodle.
Is that the accused are found guilty of witchcraft. The maximum penalty that the law allows is that you be burned to death. However, in view of your previous good background, I'm disposed to be lenient. Therefore, I sentence you to be burned alive. Do you have anything to say?
Well, yes, actually, I'd quite like
to. Shut up, Bessie. And you, Grumble Duke.
Yes! Now! Oh, brilliant, Horace. Have you missed that? I'll never know.
Oh, quick!
Here!
You touch his pigs!
Percy.
Sorry.
Consider for a pretty hefty reward, perhaps letting us
by
dressing up as washerwomen and carrying us out in three large wicker laundry baskets.
No, here comes a wife.
Hair cut off.
Oh, yes, that's it.
Look, there's no news of a reprieve, is there?
Oh, no, everyone really isn't caught it. Hello, boys.
Why,
Wrong.
Be more specific.
Well, I have erred and strayed like a lost ox.
Sheep!
A sheep. I have coveted my father's adultery.
Get on with it!
I have not honored my neighbor's ass.
Honor the fire!
Black steed, black. said he shouldn't have burnt that cat.
Oh.